Welcome to the Global Product Management Talk Channel. I'm Natalie Yanchatonsky, Head of the Consulting Practice at BrainMates. BrainMates helps clients strategize, design and deploy products and services. Our insights, experience and methodology ensure that these are competitive, compelling and profitable. Every week I'll be interviewing one of my colleagues, a BrainMate, about a topical product management issue. Our conversation will hopefully spark a new thought, a new way to solve a problem, or perhaps even a change in your team or business. Please follow for upcoming shows and archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/PRODMGMTTALK.
Today, I'll be joined by Nick Costa and Nadine Tan from BrainMates, and we'll be talking about product road mapping. Product road mapping is one of the challenges that product managers often face in their jobs. The challenge is in how to effectively develop, manage and communicate the roadmap. And we find that companies without a roadmap may make poor decisions that are detrimental to the product and its market, and consequently the product may not succeed in delivering the results desired by the business. So I'd like to open up this conversation. Nick, if you can help us define what is a product roadmap, and then secondly, what is a good product roadmap?
No problem with that. Good morning, everyone. Look, a product roadmap is essentially an artifact, a communications tool, a planning tool. It's actually a lot of things all rolled up into one simple term. Unfortunately, the simplicity of the roadmap term covers up a lot of the complexity of the activity that goes into it. Product managers are often asked, do you have a product roadmap? And often they'll nod knowingly, quaking in their boots before they're actually asked to present it, because we have been struggling to find organisations that really have a clear way of communicating and presenting their product roadmap. But essentially it's a way of saying, this is what we're doing now, this is what we're doing later, and this is what we're planning for the future, so that we can start to schedule activities, events to meet our strategic objectives.
Essentially, though, what's important in terms of a product roadmap is aligning it towards some goals or some objectives. No point just putting in, a list of activities without really understanding why we're driving towards delivering on those activities. I think that's one of the key aspects of a roadmap for me, that people seem to think that perhaps, you know, you just need to list things that you intend to do or that you like to do, without really understanding, well, why am I doing it and really will it be effective if I do it and what does it affect? And for me, a roadmap is something a little bit more visual rather than lots and lots of words on a document. It's almost like a visual plan that people can pick up and see at a glance what the product or business intends to do over a number of months or days or weeks.
But I think it needs to be, the intent of the roadmap is it's not just for the short term, it's looking at the long-term view of the business and how that links to other activities in the organisation.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
So what does a good product roadmap look like?
A good product roadmap has the right information for the audience it's trying to communicate to. And the rightness of that product roadmap will change depending on who you're communicating to. So the right product roadmap for a sales team will provide enough information that the sales team can then communicate to their customers to provide insights about what's happening next. But it won't necessarily display all the information about future projects that can't necessarily be talked about or sold yet. Whereas for a development team, they need to know what sort of projects are being thought about and considered for the future so that they can consider the technical impacts of those developments on any IT infrastructure or other capabilities that are necessary.
Mm-hmm. And what's the purpose of a product roadmap?
Essentially, the product roadmap is really two things. It's a planning vehicle or it's a planning tool and a communications tool.
Mm-hmm.
So the purpose of the product roadmap as a planning tool is to try and work out all of the things that you're currently working on, all of the things that you want to be working on, and then aligning those things to an overall strategy and the strategic goals of the business. So the first purpose is alignment with strategy.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of that planning process is to then make sure that the tasks and deliverables of those actions actually have some chance of delivering against that strategy and providing some prioritisation.
Mm-hmm.
As a communications tool, the purpose of the product roadmap is to then provide focus and to provide, essentially to provide focus and clarity around what people should be working on, and also to help by elimination what they shouldn't be working on.
And also perhaps the purpose of it is also to share that understanding or have or develop a common understanding of what we intend to do over a period of time.
Mm. It helps communicate the why. Why are we doing this task? Why are we performing this activity when on its own it might not seem to link with everything else?
Well, it should provide the why. Sometimes it only provides the what, in which case it's not the best product roadmap. Mm.
So the product roadmap, a communication tool as well as a planning tool, and for now as well as the future, it's communicating and providing clarity for various different audiences. Are there different types of product roadmaps?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And again, this is why the term product roadmap is sort of confused a lot of the time.
Mm.
So there's a product roadmap, which is a roadmap of the features or products that you'll be releasing to market or working on to deliver to market over a period of time, and which should be aligning against overall business goals.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a marketing roadmap, which might talk about the different target markets and activities you're performing over a period of time,
mm-hmm.
or even a MarComms roadmap, which is more of a marketing schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a technology roadmap, which will describe how the external or internal technology is changing over time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a strategic roadmap,
mm-hmm.
which describes how the overall business strategy may be changing or evolving over time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the consistent theme here is that it's looking at potential changes or activities over a period of time. And the closer in time those things are, the more predictable they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the roadmap also embraces a sense of unpredictability or uncertainty the further out in time that we go.
Does the role of the product manager change according to which roadmap they're working on?
Well, the product manager needs to focus on essentially on their product piece in particular.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be responsible for the business's strategic roadmap,
mm-hmm.
yet the work that they do to provide that planning should link back to the strategic roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't know what the overall organisational strategy is over time, then it's going to be very difficult for them to deliver an effective product roadmap.
Mm-hmm. And how have you seen portfolios be managed through a roadmap?
I think that the best way that I've observed is when product managers take ownership of their piece of the puzzle, and then as an organisation or as a team, those product managers come together and align and finesse their roadmaps collectively,
mm-hmm.
to look at any conflicts, to look at any overlap, to look at the portfolio view of those roadmaps,
mm-hmm.
to provide a consistent rolled up view of those.
Mm-hmm.
When people work on their own roadmaps without communicating them or sharing them and use them really just as their own internal planning tool, then they're losing the value of their planning.
Mm.
And it can create communication challenges down the track,
mm-hmm.
when projects start to clash or there are other impacts that could have been foreseen if those roadmaps were shared.
Mm-hmm. So who's normally involved with developing a product roadmap?
Like most things product, the product management role should take ownership of the product roadmap. But when it comes to actually building one, like most things product management, it's a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to, the product manager function needs to bring together the people who will be involved in delivering outcomes to the marketplace. They will need to consider their market insights, where they're getting information about the market. They'll need to consider their technology team to make sure that the ideas they're coming up with or the timelines they're coming up with are viable. And they'll probably need to work with their marketing and sales teams to align the external communications back to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll certainly need to make sure that there's a representation or communication from from senior management so that the things that are being developed in or being placed in the roadmap do align to larger strategic goals.
And how do you develop a product roadmap? What are the steps?
It's a kind of a fuzzy activity, so it's hard to sit down and say that there's a simple recipe to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can take either a top-down approach or a bottom-up approach. So in a top-down approach, you would say, well, what are the strategic goals that we want to achieve? And those goals should be described not just in kind of an overall direction, but there needs to be some specific sizing. So if you wanted to increase your market share from 4% to 10% over a particular time period, then you're providing a metric, which would be market share, and an increase from 4 to 6% over a particular time period. That might be your goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine to state that as part of your strategic road mapping, but now you have no idea how you're going to do that. So then the second step is to then work out, well, what are all the activities that will help move that particular metric? And you can apply that same thinking approach to any metric that is going to benefit the overall business in based on the strategy that the business is trying to achieve. Then you can either come up with new activities or align existing activities to meet those outcomes. From a bottom-up approach, you can say, well, what's all the stuff we're doing right now?
So you collect all the ideas from various sources?
Yep.
From customer service, your analysis of the market, customer visits, workshops, stakeholder wishes and wants.
And as you gather all those sort of smaller activities, you can then say, okay, what are the impact these things are likely to have? What are the positive customer and business outcomes that we expect to achieve? And how can we roll these up to meet the overall strategic goals?
You can start to prioritise at that stage and weed out things that you want or don't want to add
mm-hmm.
to your thinking process.
Yep, so you might see some things which might be, I don't know, it could be a feature you're planning to add to the product. You might look at that in the context of the overall roadmap and think, well, actually, it's an interesting idea, but it isn't going to help us increase our market share.
Mm-hmm.
And we've chosen market share as the strategic outcome we're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
The other five things we're planning will move that particular metric. The one that doesn't move market share is something we should deprioritise. It doesn't make it a bad feature, it just doesn't support the overall business strategy. And so that process of sort of top-down and bottom-up is actually a good way of meeting, refining the roadmap and the business's activities to ensure that everything's been prioritised effectively.
On this roadmap, should unvalidated ideas go on it as well?
Definitely, definitely. But they should be expressed as unvalidated.
Yes.
So the things that are closer in the time horizon, so things that maybe are, again, depends on the business, but from, say, 0 to 3 months in the future, you probably want to have a pretty good idea that these are things that you're going to do or are likely to be delivered with a fairly high level of confidence. And usually things in that time horizon have been validated to some extent or you've got a high level of confidence that they're going to deliver on the outcomes you expected. Things that are beyond that time horizon, you can start to speculate more on or simply identify that these are things we are interested in but we do need to validate them or there's more work to be done before they actually go out to market. And so it really depends on the type of business that you have and your ability to move things into the marketplace. If it takes, again, for argument's sake, 6 months to move something from an idea to a potential release to market, then the earliest time horizon you can really think about would be 6 months because an unvalidated idea would start and 6 months later would be the earliest time you could have that to market. Things that have shorter time cycles can be unvalidated within shorter periods of time. But either way, that product delivery process should be reflected on the product roadmap as well.
What do you think some of the challenges of product managers face when they're developing their product roadmap?
So probably the first problem is that there's no link to strategy.
Right.
People have a list of things they want to get done, that the strategic outcomes are assumed or unknown, and so the business simply starts working on stuff without necessarily linking to overall strategic goals.
Mm-hmm.
the impact of that is that while the business is busy doing things, it's not really pulling in the same direction. It's a little bit like if you've got a tug-of-war rope where half the people are pulling in one direction on the same team and the other people are pulling in the opposite direction. Everyone's pulling as hard as they can, but the rope's not moving anywhere because you're not pulling in the same direction. The alignment to strategy is a way of making sure that the whole business is pulling in the same direction. I think the other aspect of the product roadmap that people get caught up on is describing what they're building rather than why they're building it. We recommend that when people are putting together a product roadmap, rather than describing the feature on the roadmap, they describe instead the customer impact or the market impact or the impact of the business that gives more of a storytelling approach to how the roadmap fits together. The actual technical execution then becomes less relevant and you're actually describing how you're delivering value to the market over a period of time rather than just delivering widgets into the marketplace.
Would you say that one of the other challenges is around the fact that the product roadmap is quite fluid,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it is difficult to not only keep it up to date but also keep your stakeholders up to date on what's happening with the roadmap?
Well, I think that's kind of the blessing and the curse of the product roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sort of thing that if you spend too much time getting it right,
yeah.
You're probably wasting a lot of time.
Yeah.
So the product roadmap is, as you say, it's constantly changing.
Yeah.
Because it's a time-based document. Every month that goes by, the product roadmap becomes more out of date.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sort of a balancing act between the amount of time you spend preparing a product roadmap and the amount of time you spend referring back to it as a reference tool.
I think it's important to keep it as up-to-date as possible, but not be obsessed by it. And the reason why I say that is because if you don't keep it up-to-date, then people will not refer to it, number one, and the validity of that roadmap diminishes over time if it's not updated.
Mm.
And that's really important
yeah.
because people think, well, I'm not going to go and look at that roadmap. It's never updated, so it's not important.
Mm.
But I think that it depends on the business velocity.
Yeah.
But if a roadmap goes unchanged for more than 3 months or a quarter, then it's probably going to become invalid. People, as Adrian says, will stop trusting it, they'll stop looking at it, and because it's no longer valuable information. And that number probably ties back to the time horizon of confidence. So if you're confident that the elements in a product roadmap that are within 0 to 3 months will be delivered, if after 3 months the things that are on there have either been delivered or you're no longer confident of when they'll be delivered, the roadmap becomes less useful. It's more of an indicative rather than a useful planning tool.
And
sorry, I was just going to say, in terms of update times, anything more than once a month is probably too much.
Yeah.
Anything less than once a quarter is probably not enough.
Mm. Do you have any tips on how you can keep your stakeholders up to date on what's happening to your roadmap?
Keep a regular cycle. So if you're producing or updating it once a month,
yeah.
Make it like a newsletter or have a showcase or a brown bag lunch and say, look, we've just updated the March roadmap.
Yeah.
Here's the latest information. Mm-hmm. Here's the latest update or the quarter one roadmap
mm-hmm.
so that the appropriate stakeholders for that presentation are able to get those insights.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's not a project plan.
Yeah.
It's not something which is being updated every single day.
Mm.
It should feed project plans, but it's not a project plan that's being updated on a minute-by-minute basis.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you mentioned earlier on the storytelling around product roadmapping?
Well, we should be able to see when you look at a product roadmap, rather than seeing a bunch of features,
yeah.
which out of context kind of don't mean anything, we should be able to see a story where the types of things that are being delivered to market over time are continually improving a particular customer type's life with the product.
Mm.
So looking at the, let's say there's three different elements on the immediate roadmap, we should be able to see that in January, a particular customer type will receive a direct benefit from this new feature.
Mm-hmm.
In February, we should see that in addition to the feature they had in January, they're getting some other benefits from the product. So essentially the roadmap should show should tell a story of increasing value for the customer over time, rather than just feature bloat over time.
Yeah.
And if those features aren't adding value to the customer, then there should be a very serious challenge from the business to say, why are we doing this at all?
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually also another valuable outcome of the roadmap. That if you put elements on the roadmap that can't be justified by increasing customer value or business benefit, then they really shouldn't be there at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it sounds like it reflects the whole product life cycle as well. So, you know, if the product reaches a point where it might be redundant or irrelevant to the market and, you know, there's really no value in developing it any further, it's probably time to sunset it.
And look, they're the sort of things that should go into a roadmap as well.
Yeah.
That the roadmap doesn't necessarily directly align over time with the product lifecycle.
Mm.
Part of the activities of a product manager is to extend the lifecycle for as long as possible, but no longer. So you might have an event on your product roadmap that says, in quarter two, we need to start making plans to sunset this particular product because we have a new version of it and the current version is no longer valid in the marketplace. So you can also reflect not just new things going into market, but changes or removal of features on the product roadmap as well. Any change to the product, whether it's adding to or subtracting from the product, is really something that needs to be communicated to a wider audience, and that's really one of the purposes of the product roadmap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much, Nick and Adrian. It was really informative to really delve into what is a product roadmap. To me, what I took away from this was that it outlines what you're doing now and also in the future. It should align with the strategic objectives of the business and explains how it aligns with the goals and objectives of the product portfolio as well, with other products that might be being developed in parallel.
Mm-hmm.
We also talked today about how that roadmap may not only include things that relate to new features that relate to your product, but also products that may be in the process of being retired. There's lots of different types of roadmaps. There's product roadmaps, which we talked mostly about today, but there's also marketing roadmaps, marcoms roadmaps, as well as technology and strategic roadmaps. With the product roadmap, it's always the product manager who takes the lead and owns it, keeps it up to date on a regular basis. It's important to develop it and communicate it constantly with your stakeholders. And there's lots of different ways to communicate that product roadmap to your stakeholders. You can use a newsletter format. You can showcase it through presentations to your executive teams. You might use a wiki. Communicating it is half the job of using a product roadmap. So if anyone has any feedback, please reach out to us on Twitter at BrainMates, and please join us same time, same place next week at Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.